Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. We're talking about the power of positive self-talk because let's face it, we can be our own worst critics sometimes, right? The inner voice can get pretty brutal, especially when things are tough. But what if I told you that you have the power to change the script? To rewrite those negative narratives and replace them with something more empowering. Listen, I get it. It's easy to fall into a pattern of self-doubt and negativity. We all have those moments when we feel like we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. But here's the thing. Our thoughts have a direct impact on our feelings and actions. So if you're constantly telling yourself negative things, it's no wonder you feel anxious, stressed, or depressed. But the good news is we can train our brains to think differently. We can learn to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. It's like wiring your brain for success. And trust me, once you start practicing positive self-talk, you'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. You can't change something if you don't acknowledge it exists, right? So start paying attention to your inner dialogue. What are the recurring themes? What triggers those negative thoughts? Once you're aware of them, you can start to challenge them. 2. Challenge those negatives. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, those negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears rather than facts. By challenging them, you can start to break free from their hold. 3. Reframe your thinking. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try to reframe your thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of saying I'm not good enough, try saying I'm learning and growing every day. Every experience is an opportunity for growth, even the tough ones. 4. Practice positive affirmations. This might sound cheesy at first, but trust me, it works. Start repeating positive affirmations to yourself throughout the day. It could be something like I am capable, I am worthy of love and happiness, or I can achieve my goals. Saying these things out loud helps reprogram your subconscious mind. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Everyone has negative thoughts from time to time. Just keep practicing and over time you'll see a difference. Think about that time you messed up a presentation or bombed a test. Remember those agonizing thoughts swirling in your head? You probably told yourself things like I'm such an idiot or I'll never get this right. But what if, instead, you had said something like, okay, I didn't nail it this time, but I learned from it and I can do better next time. See the difference? That shift in thinking can make all the difference in how you handle setbacks. Instead of dwelling on the negative, you can use those experiences as opportunities to learn and grow. It's about reframing those failures into stepping stones towards success. So remember, your thoughts are powerful. Choose to focus on the positive, challenge those negatives, and be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. This is a journey we take together, folks. So keep sharing your stories, your triumphs, and even your struggles. Remember, you're not alone in this. We're all in this crazy thing called life together, trying to navigate it one day at a time. And by embracing the power of positive self-talk, we can make that journey a whole lot brighter. Now go out there, rock your world, and remember, you are amazing, capable, and worthy. Don't forget to subscribe to the Anxious and Depressed Club and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little dose of positivity. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.